This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Yesterday I mentioned the story of Al-Ashaj Abd al-Qais, and in it our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised two characteristics in Al-Ashaj. He said, "You are a person whom Allah Azza wa Jal has given al-hilmu wal-ana." Yesterday we did al-ana. Today we'll talk about the concept of hilm. What does hilm mean? Hilm is a very comprehensive word, and it has two primary meanings. Therefore, the concept of hilm will actually be split into two lectures. Today we'll do one half, tomorrow we'll do the other half. One meaning of hilm, the primary meaning of hilm is wisdom, intelligence. The second meaning is to control anger, and the two meanings are related because the essence of wisdom is to control your anger. And our Quran has two terms, al-hikmah and kadhm al-ghayd. So we'll talk about two different concepts. Today we'll do the first half of ilm, which is wisdom. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised al-Ashaj, he said, "You are a man with wisdom and you act with foresight." So wisdom is one of the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that is praised by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is one of the akhlaq of the mu'min, to be wise. And of course, of the names of Allah is al-hakim, the one who has infinite wisdom. So what does hikmah mean? What is wisdom? The Arabs say that hikmah means you put everything in its proper place. This is what hikmah means. Other scholars have defined hikmah to mean you act in a way and you speak in a way that maximizes the benefit and minimizes the harm. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is to act and speak in a way that maximizes your benefit in this world and the next, and minimizes your harm in this world and the next. So the wise man has the most benefit and the least harm. That is what a wise man is. And Allah Azza wa Jal praises hikmah in the Quran and mentions that He is the one that gives it. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah says, "I give hikmah to whomever I please." وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever has been given wisdom has been given a lot of good. So Allah calls wisdom a lot of good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Luqman in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. We gave Luqman wisdom. And Allah praises Ismail in the Quran. وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We gave him glad tidings of a wise child. This is what Halim means, wise child. So Allah praises hikmah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants hikmah to whom He pleases. Now, question. If Allah says, "I give hikmah to whomever I please," then what if somebody says, "I haven't been given hikmah, I'm not that smart, I'm not that wise"? We say, just like every single akhlaq, one part of it Allah gave you when you were born, and the other part Allah Azza wa Jal allowed you to acquire. So too is wisdom. As we said from the beginning, some people are born with a short temper, some people are born higher level of patience. It doesn't give an excuse to either one. Both of them have to strive to be better. Allah gives strengths and weaknesses and disperses them amongst the creation. Every one of you has talents and strengths and also weaknesses. So it is true, but nobody's denying this, that some people are born with more wisdom automatically than others. This does not mean that the one who doesn't have it shall remain a fool for the rest of his life. No, the person who has less of any akhlaq must strive, must put in some effort. And you can acquire every one of these akhlaq with effort. How do we know this? The Quran itself says, the Quran has a commandment. Allah tells all of us in the Quran, When we give da'wah, how should we give da'wah? Ud'u ila sabili rabbika, how? Bil hikmati. Call to the way of Allah with wisdom. Now, if wisdom were beyond our control, if wisdom were something we're all born with and we cannot change, then this verse means nothing. It's as if Allah is telling us to do what we cannot do. No, what Allah is saying, every one of you learn wisdom. Every one of you acquire some wisdom and then use it when you give da'wah. So Allah Azza wa Jal is demonstrating that yes indeed, hikmah is something that can be learned. It can be acquired even if we don't naturally have it. It is true some people are naturally more wise than others, but even those that are not, they can still acquire it. Now hikmah or wisdom has many categories. And of the categories, number one is religious wisdom. Wisdom in deen. And this is the most important category. What is the wisdom in deen? The wisdom in deen, remember, how do we define wisdom? It is to put everything in its right place. So the wisdom in deen, to act according to the sharia. You put yourself in the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest wisdom is that you yourself, your lifestyle conforms to the sharia. Al-Hasan al-Basri said, رَأْسُ الْحِكْمَةِ مَخَافَةُ اللَّهِ. The essence of wisdom, it is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no wisdom that is more wise than the wisdom of fearing Allah. When you understand who created you and how you live your life, that is the ultimate wisdom. And that's why when we don't obey Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal describes disobedience as acting like fools, foolishly. That Allah says in the Quran, that Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. What is يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Those who commit sins in foolishness. What does it mean, بِجَهَالَةٍ, while you commit sins? Ibn Abbas said, everybody who disobeys Allah is a fool. He hasn't acted with wisdom. Everybody who disobeys Allah is acting foolishly. So the essence of wisdom is to obey Allah. This is religious wisdom. That's the most important wisdom. A second category of wisdom is wisdom in dealing with mankind. How do you deal with your boss? How do you deal with your enemy? How do you deal with your spouse, with your child? And you can make or break a relationship with wisdom. How many marriages have been broken because one of the spouses was not wise? How many jobs have been lost or been fired because a person did not act wisely? So this is wisdom in terms of dealing with other people. A third type of wisdom is wisdom in your trade, also known as a skill. So your wisdom in buying and selling, you're a skilled trader. All of these wisdoms, as we said, some people, there's a natural talent, and others, you can acquire them. Question now, how do we acquire wisdom if we don't have it? What is the methodology to increase our wisdom? Number one, most important, number one, everything always begins with ikhlas, with wanting it. You need to desire it, or else you're not going to get it. So we desire to have wisdom, and we're allowed to make dua for wisdom. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua for Ibn Abbas, Allahumma allimhu al-hikmah. Oh Allah, teach him wisdom. Ibn Abbas is already a young boy. It's not as if he's already born, that's it. No, now he's a young man, he's growing up, and the Prophet says, oh Allah, increase him in wisdom. Ibrahim in the Quran, he says, Rabbi habli hukman, give me hikmah. Give me, as an adult, he's making dua to Allah, increase my hikmah. So if you want to be wise, number one, have the intention and make dua to Allah. Number two, knowledge. Knowledge is the essence of gaining anything. And so when you want to gain in any knowledge, in any field, you start with knowledge. That's why Allah says in the Quran, describing our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. He teaches them hikmah. So teaching wisdom. So by studying the Quran, studying the Sunnah, we will acquire wisdom that is religious. By studying other sciences, we'll acquire wisdom of those sciences. Number three, experience, living life. Muawiyah, the founder of the Umayyad dynasty radiallahu anhu, Muawiyah said, there is no wisdom without experience. Beautiful statement. There is no wisdom without experience. And that is why, sorry to say this, but a lot of times teenagers, they act like teenagers, right? Cut them some slack. Why? They don't have wisdom. Why don't they have wisdom? Because they're teenagers. They don't have the experiences of life. Generally speaking, when you're 19, 20, you don't act the same way than when you're 40, 50, or 60. That's why we see that type of rashness from the youngsters. We cut them some slack. They don't have wisdom. Why not? Because life teaches you. Experience teaches you what books will not teach you. So wisdom is learned. learned by experience. Number four, wisdom is learned by observing the people around you, having an open mind, being sincere, being humble, being patient, and observing. If you are sincere to learn wisdom and you have an open mind, you're observing society around you, then you will learn a lot. But if you're arrogant, if you're closed-minded, if you're not willing to learn, then experiences of mankind will not benefit you. Our scholars of the past said, the wise one learns from experiences of others rather than people learning from his own experiences. You learn from other people's mistakes rather than people learning from your mistakes. So, studying the world around you, observing, being around wise people of all disciplines. You want to be wise in religion? Be around religious people. You want to be wise in a business, be around successful people in that business. Observe what they're doing. And this leads me to the final point of the ways to increase wisdom is to study history, believe it or not. Because history teaches us the cycles of life. History teaches us the mistakes and failures, the success stories of other people. So the more one comes across history, the more one studies previous civilizations, previous figures from a religious perspective, studying the lives of the Sahaba, studying the lives of the great scholars of the past, the more we study, the more we will acquire wisdom. So brothers and sisters, aim to be wise, desire to be wise, and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the wise person, and the essence of wisdom is to fear Allah azza wa jal and act upon that knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all that wisdom. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.